We're live. Hello, everyone. My name is Julian Sachs.
I am
Harry Simon.
That's a little too quiet.
How about now?
That's nice.
Too loud, too little, too boo.
That's perfect.
Perfectenschlag. All right, everyone. It's been several days since the last episode due to my obsessive Fortnite playing. Addicting, and it is fun, and I love it.
I've been on a grind. I got a new music book. It's like 400 something pages.
It's got 20 like 14 wins.
Different books combined into one, and I've just been doing that.
Hope you all are staying safe, as we all know. Eric Garcetti.
I want to say something. Y'all need to get outside if you haven't. It sounds really stupid. It sounds like something stupid to be saying, but I stubbed my toe pretty bad. I got a deep cut in between the two.
Like, you see it?
The webbing. It's not something. But this was a bit ago, and I haven't been able to go outside, like play basketball and stuff. Yeah. Today I'm going to try going to the driving range because that reopened. But thank God my dad's a doctor, but it was a deep cut. And
about the Garcetti thing,
how much I appreciate going outside. Y'all,
you're not actually allowed to go outside without a mask.
Yeah, but
they just set that out yesterday.
I thought that was something from like a few.
No, now it's not. Now they'll put you in jail.
Wow.
So I don't know if I'll be playing basketball for a while. The courts might be closed again, if I'm being honest.
Dude, just handle drills. I was doing handle drills when I was playing, and I saw just so much more. And you can just like watch videos of like Kyrie. This is what I did sometimes. Like I watch videos of, like Kyrie highlights with my foot thing, because I haven't really been able to play. So, and I'm just like picturing myself doing the moves. I'm like, okay, I do this. I would move this and like put that much pressure or something.
My handles haven't been the problem here. It's just my shooting.
I want to get some nice handles. That's my goal.
What we're talking about today, since we don't really want to dwell on the sadness here, we would like to talk about something that we love: movies.
Top 10 movies.
We've both put together a list, right?
Well, I'm gonna say something about Matt. Who's gonna go first?
I think we should just go 10, 10, 9, 9, 8, 8, 7, 7, 6, 6, and so on.
Well, this list, it's not. Like, I definitely have movies that I love, and I probably just wasn't thinking of it because I kind of scrambled.
Yeah, they're all just opinions.
Yeah, but these are also movies. Some of them, it's like I might not be like a really big fan of it, of like one movie now. I might not be like, oh, I'm going to watch it. But it, like, as a child when I was younger, it like shaped my life kind of.
100%. It's all perspective based.
Yeah. And like,
these are not factual statements, they're just always opinions. Feel free to comment down below.
Yeah, and there's like probably other movies that I didn't list that I might like even more than some of these, but I just wasn't thinking. So I guess I'm gonna pause so Harry can come.
Don't
pause.
Oh,
okay.
Just putting on a pair of shorts because I don't have garage access right now, so I know air conditioning in the rest of my house. Very nice.
All right, so I'll get started with number 10. Will you put your shorts on? So at number 10, I have Shrek. As a child, this movie was very all of the Shrek movies I loved, but it's just like such a nostalgic movie, and it's a really great movie. I love Mike Myers; he's hilarious.
Especially meme based. Shrek made my honorable mentions, but top 10.
I love Mike Myers movies. I don't know why I didn't put Austin Powers on this list, because that's some of my favorite movies. That kind of shaped who I am, but I didn't put Austin Powers, but definitely Shrek. Do you want to go with your number 10?
I would love to. So at my number 10, I have chosen The Princess Bride.
Oh, I love that movie.
With Andre the Giant. This movie is whimsical. It's got everything. It's a love story. It's funny. There's action in it.
It's laugh out loud funny.
It holds up. Anyone from any age can enjoy it and appreciate it on different levels. It's perfect. All these movies are great.
Chicago Bulls at the beginning. With like the
great.
What's his name?
Benny.
Yeah. All right. So should
so we that's go? My number 10. I just feel like that movie kind of I always kind of loved like those kind of fun whimsical kind of ordeals.
Fantasy.
Like that's why you'll see a trend throughout my like things that are just fun. That I mean, I do have some movies that go into some deep shit. I'm a big fan of the horror genre.
Do you you'll see that. I didn't put this on here, but I've been thinking about this. I'm like, I love this movie, but it hasn't. It's kind of close to me. It's really close to making my list. Inception, because I'm very
Inception's good. That's an honorable mention for me too.
I'm very interested in lucid dreaming and all of that. I love Hans Zimmerman. He's someone I look up to as a musician. And at like a young age, I loved Hans Zimmerman. And I'll go more into that with my number three movie. But so, all right, number nine for me. This is a really interesting one. I'm gonna say Whiplash. That shaped almost my whole entire life and what I want to do as an adult. Because when I want to go to college at a music conservatory like that, and that movie made me want to push myself. And it like it was motivation for me. It made me be like, I want to do this when I'm older. I know that's like a really psychological movie, and it's like kind of a thrill. It's not really a thriller, but it's like intense. But to me, I kind of
J.K. Simmons that, deserved like, an award for that.
This is something I've always personally thought like I need that in my life. I've always like thought I've kind of needed someone like in my life that would push me really, really far.
Well, you can see where the characters are coming from.
Past, yeah, and I want to.
They're flawed, but
go to a conservatory like that when I'm in college. All right, so what about your number nine?
Well, my number nine is, again, not everyone's going to agree with me, but I pick Jordan Peele's Us.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Peele's Us is scary. It's a mind fuck, and, like, it's so good. It's so good.
Insanely, like, I'm not going to say the word perfect, but it's so accurate, like, I feel like it was like made.
Just considering that he's the Peel in Key and Peel. Like, he is all such like a
these references. It feels, I don't know. It's just so
all of it. Yeah. The soundtrack is amazing. The musical themes tell a story in itself. The I got five on it.
I got five on it.
The violin
turned it into like.
I got five on it. It's so good. Also, I love everyone in that movie.
I also thought it was cool because it's kind of like
Elizabeth Moss had a small role.
So many references to like the 90s and the late 80s when he
grew up. All of his movies are trying to address some sort of racial issue, which yeah, I really appreciate.
It's scary, but I'm gonna say something. I feel like
it deals with duality.
Actually, this is actually has to do with dreams. I'm really interested in dreams. Like I just have always like wanted to do that. I've like always tried to lucid dream and stuff, but I think it's really cool because in dreams, it's like all of your everything you dream about has a meaning. Like
100%.
It's like trying to translate something with you. Like if you dream you have superpowers and you're fighting someone greater, it's like that, but it translates into your everyday life. So it's like he's telling this story about what it's like in America, but in a greater way where like everything's more epic, kind of.
I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a twist in the movie, and there's several twists. It's cliffhangers. It's perfect. I saw it. I begged my mom to go let me see it. Listen to this, Joanne.
Yeah?
I begged my mom to go let me see it. The only place it was...
You told me about where you saw it.
The only place that it was filming was in the valley, like an hour away. I had to go to a party, and it was just one theater, no reserved seating, just a normal theater. We got into the thing, and very small theater. When we left, my parents were both running for the car. And for the next couple of weeks, I kept doing like, hey, mom, I think there's people in the driveway. And she would get so mad at me. She wouldn't even laugh. She would just get mad.
Have you seen Midsommar?
I have seen Midsommar. I don't love it.
It's so disturbing.
It's sort of like the cinema of the unsettling. It's sort of just not really saying anything, in my opinion.
It's not really a horror movie, but it's so... There's nothing like... You know what I mean?
It's
It's like one of those niche movies that, like, it's not like a horror movie. Like, oh, let's go have fun at the horror movie. No.
It's needlessly gross. And it's funny that there's Chidi from The Good Place in there. That, it's a good movie. Julian, why don't you go ahead with your number 8? I think we might have one overlap.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll say it. I think two. I think
let's
two.
Not say it. Two?
I think we might overlap. Well, multiple. But. So, at number 8, I have Caddyshack.
That's a good one.
But also, I don't know why I didn't put Ghostbusters on here, because I went through a phase.
Oh.
There's another movie that I'm going to mention. I went through a phase where I was obsessed with Ghostbusters when I was little. Like,
didn't we all?
Really weird. I wanted to, like, I don't know. It was just weird. Like, I don't even know. All right. So, yeah, that's one of the pivotal movies, but also Caddyshack.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, also, like, there's so many, like, golf references. I don't know.
Good performances. Yep.
So funny. It's great.
Sexual innuendo. Uh-huh.
Yeah. how about you?
My number 8 is The Shining.
Ooh, I knew you were going to say that eventually.
Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. It is not true to the story whatsoever. I've read the book multiple times. It is my favorite book of all time. You won't do a book list because I don't like the reading. But this movie, it is so... Okay, I would just like to point out that the way that this movie is shot is so eerie. We got Scatman in there. As Dick Halloran, fantastic choice. Jack Nicholson, he wasn't like a good horror movie character. Isn't just scary. You can kind of understand the emotions, and that's what Stanley Kubrick, and a little bit Jack Nicholson, but mostly Stephen King have done is they've made Jack Torrance not a villain, but as just a troubled guy, and the music is incredible. And it contributes to why it's so scary. And great performances from the little kid. All of them are so good in that movie. It's such a small cast. But the main thing that stands out to me is the final moments. I'm going to spoil it because everyone saw it. But at the end, there's been this whole thing about how the previous owner was like died in the hotel. And like so much spooky jump cuts. All stuff that's pretty easy to do in iMovie. It's just so brilliant. But it is... when they fade out on Jack Torrance in the ballroom with other people of like 1930 and Ray Noble's Midnight, the Stars in You begins to play. Oh my God. Oh my God. As they zoom out and he says he's always been here with Jack Nicholson. That song could not tie up the movie more perfectly. It is absolutely brilliant. It is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick. Have you seen The Clockwork Orange?
No.
It's on my list. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it will make the list. But that is my number 8, The Shining. Go ahead with number 7.
La La Land. No, I'm joking. I'm a big jazz fan. I despise
that. Thank God you're joking.
Yeah, this has to do with jazz. This is one of my favorite movies. It's not that famous. It's Don Cheadle, Miles Ahead. It's about Miles Davis. It's about the 5 years that he disappeared off the planet, kind of. And then when he was coming back. And it's just such an amazing movie. And
love Don Cheadle.
It's one of the... Yeah, he's a great guy. But
have you seen Black Monday with Don Cheadle and Andrew Rannells?
No.
His new TV show out.
All right, but Miles Ahead, it's just so amazing. And as a jazz fan, everything. And the way they captured it. And just everything about it is so, like, amazing. Like, it's such a great... Like, Harry, have you seen Miles Ahead?
I have not. I'm not into biopics all that much.
No, it's not...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like...
It's not really a biopic.
But it's really... It's all about... It's, like, kind of, like... There's, like, violence and everything. But it's about, like, him fighting... It's about Miles Davis and a reporter fighting against Columbia Records. Because they were trying to steal one of his records. And they did. But then he was trying to get it back. And there's, like, scenes with him, like, almost, like, with... I don't know. It's just so really good. And, yeah, I think it's really great. And it just... It's really... I just like it a lot. How about you, Harry? What's your?
Well, I have the Grand Budapest Hotel. Grand Budapest Hotel is that the use of miniatures. Ralph Fiennes is so good in this movie. The colors, it's all perfect. It's a 2014 movie, so it's not like it's been a while. If you haven't seen it, like, don't feel bad. It the miniatures, it's just the story's fantastic. The way the characters evolve. It didn't get great reviews, but it is my favorite Wes Anderson movie.
Yes, the set movies. I love Wes Anderson.
It is a perfect slice of European culture. It's fantastic. It is one of my favorite movies of all time. I highly recommend you go watch it. But the owner of a hotel called the Grand Budapest Hotel. I think you guys can kind of get it from the title, but it is so, so good. I can't stress it enough. It is, you're smiling throughout all of it, even the dark parts. It's a beautiful story. Love story. It's funny. Yeah, definitely go watch it.
All right. So, this movie.
What number? Number five?
I think that's kind of, it kind of like made me who I am. And I just think it's such a good, it's one of my favorite comedies because it's like, fuck you, Hollywood. We're going to do this just about the dumbest. It's like, it's about the dumbest thing. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to surprise you guys. But it's about something so stupid and just something that like absolutely no one in Hollywood would think of, but it's just an absolute hit, super bad. It's, I just laughed the whole time. It's just, I just love it so much. It's great.
Is it your number five, Joanne?
Yep. Well, it's actually,
number six.
On my list, I wrote it in a weird way because there's like at the bottom.
Well, I have it at number six. I have Superbad at number six too. It is so fucking hilarious. So McLovin, dude, it is.
No, I'm gonna say something
so scary. Funny.
He does this thing where he like changes his voice when he's like
motherfucker.
Acting all funny. He sounds like McLovin. Like, I don't know.
It's just, people tell me I look like Christopher Mintz-Plasse. I don't really see it. I don't have the pube stash.
Yeah, you don't. You look like you're also like a big guy.
I'm a big guy.
You are. I don't think.
Jonah Hill is so. Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, Seth Rogen, Bill Hader. Everyone is so funny in this movie.
Bill Hader is one of my favorite. I used to love Bill.
You watch Barry?
No, I haven't. My parents watched it. I was like, I want you.
They're like, so fucking good.
Watch it with each other. But yeah, I loved like on Saturday Night Live when I was in third grade. There's like this character, Bill Hader, Stefan. I would always try to do impressions of him. He was like. One of my favorite.
That's New York's favorite. Hottest club is Donker.
Yeah, I love all those clubs.
All of them.
I love the funniest thing.
And so that's one overlap.
My sense of humor. Like, remember in sixth grade how random I was?
Yes.
But yeah, that was because of Stefan.
So we have to blame Bill Hader for that?
Yeah, there were a few reasons, but that was definitely one of them.
He's so smart.
He is.
So smart. Yeah. But I mean, Jonah Hill is just so funny in that movie. I don't actually like Jonah Hill in anything else, really. He's just really funny in that movie. He's kind of like, what?
He's really good.
They're all like 18, 19, 20.
I related to it when I was in like fifth grade.
Same people who did Good Boys. Good Boys is a good movie. Just it's trying to be.
It was trying to like milk a little more Super Bad. That's what I felt the whole time.
I enjoyed both movies. Superbad is so good.
I didn't really get all the hype about Good Boys. It was great, but it's just so much. It's like, go watch Superbad.
I watched it with my friends, so I had a good time.
What I feel like about Good Boys, I related to it. I was like, damn.
100%. But,
I feel like it was just like, it was the same group of people trying to make profit.
A different audience.
No, using like the same.
It was a cash grab.
From a younger generation.
All right, number four.
All right, number four.
Number five.
All right, so this is one of my, this is probably my favorite movie of all time, I think. Just like as
a kid. Number one.
During childhood.
Other kid.
That's something else. That's really crazy. But this is definitely tied up, like at least tied. So when I was younger, I went through this whole like obsession with what? Ooh, all right, I'm doing something. I'm recording a podcast. I don't know.
Huh?
Can you go? Well, you're being loud and I'm recording. I'm sorry, my dad. Larry David, part two. And
I- right, go on to your fifth.
Well, so I went through a whole Batman phase. I know.
I was so
obsessed. No, you don't understand how much.
Me, it was X-Men.
I could like name every single actor and everything. It was weird.
Let's do it. Original Batman.
Original Batman.
And the made for TV movie.
Adam West.
Adam West.
Talked about
good shit.
I was like, I'm not gonna be a nerd.
Adam West, Michael Keaton, yep. George Clooney for some fucking weird reason.
So, he's a great actor, but not in Batman.
He's a good actor. Val Kilmer.
And then my favorite of all time, Christian
Bale.
And Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck was bad.
I have to say, Michael Keaton, and so I loved all those. I knew so much. You can ask my
I haven't dad. Seen a perfect Batman yet.
I think
there's always something. The
80s Michael Keaton and okay,
so Adam West.
This was my movie. I didn't say it. The Dark Knight. I literally I watched Batman Begins already because my parents were from the Dark Knight. I waited years to watch because they were like, no, it's inappropriate. You're going to have nightmares from the Joker, even though I wasn't going to. I loved the Joker. I loved Heath Ledger's Joker. I thought it was
Heath Ledger was so good. He's better than Joaquin Phoenix in that movie.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is a fantastic actor, but he's taking influence from Heath Ledger.
It's different.
Different. They changed the backstory of the Joker so much. The Joker fell into a pit of acid. That's why he has those scars.
I was able to watch that movie. I didn't even. I was literally the biggest rush of excitement. I was already quoting pretty much the whole movie, and I already knew the whole plot of The Dark Knight because I loved it. I was like so into it, and I was like waiting. I was counting the, until
so great.
To watch it. And the other thing is, I literally like I don't know. I just loved that movie, and I thought I just totally like thought it was the most genius thing, and the whole trilogy.
So I good.
Love Christian Bale, he's such a good director, and Hans Zimmerman. That movie, I would always listen to the soundtrack for some reason. Like that's how obsessed I was with it. I would always listen to like the soundtracks from it, and I just loved it. I would always watch I would always watch the Jack Nicholson Batman.
Yep.
That was so good.
He was a good Joker too. Julian, here's a question. DC or Marvel?
DC, I think.
Marvel, dude. X-Men, well, Wolverine.
I think Marvel was great, but just because of the whole Batman thing in my life.
You like Batman. I can respect that.
So that was like such a, when I was younger, when I was like, that was like such a big thing in my life.
Well, here's what happened. I got into X-Men and like Hugh Jackman is fantastic. And then I got into Broadway and I'm like, Hugh Jackman is also fantastic. Hugh Jackman's fantastic. He's just good. My number five, we're going to travel to the ice planet Hoth for Star Wars Episode 5, The Revenge of the Sith.
Star Wars, but I love Star Wars, but it's like, I don't know. I just...
The original three, 4, 5, and 6, 1, 2, and 3, really. A New Hope, Revenge of the Sith, and Return of the Jedi.
I'm mad because they didn't... It's so sad that George...
Jar Jar almost ruined the series. Hayden Christensen almost did too.
George Lucas was going to do though with him because it was like... Did you like read about that?
No, are they going to kill Jar Jar?
No, they were...
Misa horny.
So what happened with the ending trilogy, like the J.J. Abrams thing?
That was just a rumor. They're not going to make Jar Jar the Sith.
Nothing. They just threw away the scripts that were originally in place.
Those last three are good. They're more nostalgic than just good, but the core
that's
three.
The whole point. That was the whole point of them, being nostalgic. But if
George
still had the rights to Star Wars, he like already had three scripts that would have been made. But it's just because
we're going to have prequels, and it's not going to be over. But the fifth one, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, rest in peace. They have such a great relationship. They actually dated on set, which is cool. They let a little fling.
Got a little fling going on.
James Earl Jones as Darth Vader. Man, it's just so perfect. Just imagine like how crazy it sounded when you pitched the movie to them. But now it's like a Star Wars type. It's so, you can't describe it. I mean, everyone has seen it, hopefully. But it's just perfect. The world, my allergies, I turned up my air purifier so I didn't have background noise. You're welcome.
All right, so.
So good. Number four.
This is why my list is going to be a little short, because I put three movies here. These movies.
No, dude, you have to. You can put them on honorable mentions. After two, we're doing honorable mentions, then number one, like a Rotsmajo
video. I know, this is three. These are. These, no, these three go together perfectly. They're my favorite comedies of all time. They like, I always like, I just think they're so amazing. I can watch them millions of times and never like not laugh. Like I always laugh. Like it's the first time I've watched them. Guffman, Spinal Tap, and Best in Show.
Okay, so mockumentaries.
Well, those three. There's tons of other mockumentaries that, but those are just
Popstar.
They're so funny. I think that it's so like amazing how versatile, they like they all are just so different, and that's what like amazed me. And it's also just crazy to me how they come up with some of this stuff. It's just so funny, and I think Christopher Guest. The fact that he was able to play three absolutely different characters and be so good at all of them is just so amazing. Like, they were all so different from each other. Like, I love Will Ferrell. He's one of my favorite comedians. I love all his stuff. But sometimes it can feel like his characters are kind of having the same. Like, there's some stuff. There's, like, parts of his characters that he plays that are the same, right?
Even 100%. Though they're all hilarious. Step Brothers, so good.
Yeah, Step Brothers is one of my favorites. I was gonna put it on the list, but I just ran out of space. But those three characters are like fire and ice. It's like there's nothing. I couldn't say anything similar about them, except they have the same actor. Like even the body language, even the body language is different.
Are you ready for my number four?
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin. Aladdin. This movie has a special place in my heart. Robin Williams.
Will Smith was so good. No, I'm joking. Robin Williams, though, he.
Can't hear you.
It's
bad. What happened?
Robin Williams.
I can't hear you.
Oh.
How's the recording for technical difficulties?
Can you hear me now?
Pause the recording for technical difficulties.
All right.
Sorry about that. My AirPods died.
So Aladdin.
Anywho, Aladdin.
I didn't really include some of the ones when I was like really little. I don't know
why. I love that movie. I watch it like maybe once a year, maybe twice a year, honestly.
That's what I do with The Dark Knight. Whenever I watch
Alan Menken, Alan Menken's music is catchy. Yeah. It's one of a generation. And as a person who loves musical theater, this show is so, so good. It's funny. Jafar is a good villain. It's the animals, the way they use animals. Princess Jasmine's fantastic. All of it, so, so good. I can't really speak about it. It's just so personal and perfect to me.
Yeah.
That's just my number three. Number four? It's my number four. All right, Julian, give me your number three.
Well, that's what I was doing. The last one I have left is my number one.
So you don't have a number two?
That was Guffman, Spinal, and Best in Show.
All right, bet. So give me your number two. I'll give you my number three and two. Give me a number two.
That's what I did with Guffman, Spinal, and Best in Show. It was like all
three of them.
Number one is left.
Only number one is left?
Yeah.
All right, so don't say it. I'm going to give you my next two. Number three, Dolomite is my name, and fucking up motherfuckers is my game. That movie is so funny. Eddie Murphy is such a brilliant actor. That movie, it's such a good story. The way that they just they just bring out the best characters. It's such a good story of movie making. I'm
watching the screener with my dad.
A success story. It's so funny. It's so sweet too. It's so good. Dolomite is my. I haven't been talking much about my latest. I'm trying to get crushed for time, but number two for me is Back to the Future. Back to the Future. I'm a time travel nerd. I love time travel movies.
Can I say something kind of embarrassing?
What?
This was like while I was in the Batman thing. I loved Back to the Future.
I still do.
This is something very nerd. I still like that, but I made a prop replica hoverboard with my dad.
It's like, pretty okay. I always wanted to. I still want a DeLorean. I want a DeLorean.
Yeah, that would be so sick.
And I would put a flux capacitor in it. I would be that guy. I love that movie. It's such a. I watch it every year. Christopher Lloyd, Michael J. Fox, all of it. So good. The music part about the Buddy Holly thing. No, Chuck Berry. Ouch. Back to Future, my number two. Now we're going to honorable mentions. That didn't make the list. My honorable mentions are, drum roll please, Shrek, Inceptions, and Ghostbusters. As we know, Julian already had two, all of them. Shrek, I mean, it's Shrek. I love Shrek. I also love Shrek the musical. Grease is another honorable mention. Grease the movie. Why don't I give you my number one and then you give me yours?
Here, I'll do a few honorable mentions first.
All right.
This is another golf movie. I think you already are thinking of
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. That is such a good movie.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. That's
Rip. Eight Crazy Nights.
Pee-pee. So, another one that I think, well, Inception, which was all
definitely Inception, so good.
What else was I
just Mr. Cobb.
What was
still I back in the Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
This is not okay. I forgot.
Your number one? You forgot your number one?
No. I'm trying to think of the honorable mentions. There's so many. Step Brothers, Talladega Nights.
Yep, Talladega Nights. Ricky Bobby. I'll throw in Donnie Darko.
Step Brothers 3. No, not Step Brothers 3. I mean,
Dumb and Dumber.
I'm trying to make it. No, what's that
really? Chicago. Shitty? I could go on.
That really shitty movie. I was gonna make a joke. It was gonna be. I think it was gonna be funny, but
The Room.
No. What's that really shitty Kevin James movie? I think Adam Sandler's in it.
All of them. Adult. Grown Ups.
Yeah, Grown Ups. Grown Ups.
I love Grown Ups.
Grown Ups 3.
Grown Ups 3 is bad. Grown Ups 1 and 2. The Grown Ups 1 is hilarious.
Sandler, just aim at the box and you'll make every basket.
Chris Rock is hilarious in that movie.
Yeah,
why don't you go ahead and give you? I'll give you my number one.
Oh, I have another honorable mention.
Do it. Chinatown. What?
That is something that.
What movie?
You know, Chinatown.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
That. Turned me on to the Trump. Not turned. That was like one of the other pivotal forces.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. No. And I'm like,
no.
Okay.
The trumpet theme. It's so beautiful.
Pretty good.
It's one of the most amazing recordings on the trumpet.
You're not wrong. And at number one. Harry Ornstein's number one. We have Get Out. Get Out.
I'm second Jordan Peele movie. Say the one I have. Like, I mean, I'm
don't not, say it yet.
I'm not going to. I'm gonna do actually.
Get Out is my favorite movie of all time. Here's why. It's got everything. It is so fucking scary. Oh my god! It deals with racism. It deals with white guilt. It deals with creepy white people. It has the funniest guy in the movie, in the cop friends. It's a hero story. The set is gorgeous. It's so spooky. You really are a tool. the lens that Jordan Peele puts you through, you go exactly according to plan. You wonder things when he wants you to wonder things. You feel relaxed and then you feel unrelaxed. It's such a roller coaster of emotions. It's so good. So good. I need to watch it again. It's better than Us. I'm sorry. It just is.
Well, yeah.
Us is just scary. This one,
like, massive.
I was laughing during the murdering in Get Out. It's clever. Us was scary. I loved Us too. It was my number nine, but still.
Get Out, that's something that like messes with you and you're like, oh shit, is this real? Because it like feels like it's so like
it feels real.
He has every aspect of it. He's like you end up learning so much about it that it's like, how does he make this up?
Jordan Peele, I know you're listening. Let's go into business together. I have ideas. I have really good ideas. I have good, like, let's do it, Jordan. Come on. I'll be the funny man, and you'll write some really scary story. He's both. Oh, he's I'm sorry. He's also a good director. Oh, he's my God, is he a good director. Why don't we get your number one, Julian?
So I'm actually going to be performing. I don't want you to talk during this. I have performed this monologue many times in my life for myself. Now, what?
Have I heard it?
Nope.
Ooh.
So this is, I'm going to say this. I might not be the best at the accent. It's very hard.
I'll do it after you.
Talk about vengeance. Is vengeance going to bring your son back to my, to you or my boy to me? I forgo the vengeance of my son. But my youngest son had to leave this country because of the Solozo business. So now I have to make arrangements to bring him back safely, cleared of all these false charges. But I'm superstitious, man. I have some unlucky, if some unlucky accident should befall him, or if he should be shot in the head by a police officer, or he should hang himself in his jail cell, or if he's struck by a bolt of lightning, then I'm gonna blame some of the men in this room. And that I do not forgive. But let that aside. Let's say that I swear on the souls of my grandchildren that I will not be the one to break the peace we have made here today. I chose The Godfather.
Are you ready for something?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen any Martin Scorsese movie. I know it's a problem, and I have nothing but time. But
I'm gonna give you a few. Apocalypse Now, definitely.
Oh, how about This Is the End?
What?
Have you seen This Is the End, the Apocalypse movie?
No.
Oh my God! It's super bad. Look it up. Look it up right now.
Yeah, no, I'm Apocalypse Now.
What's the movie where they go to Vietnam? Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, I was actually thinking where I should add that.
You need to watch This Is the End.
The Godfather first.
Top of The Godfather.
It is the perfect movie. I've always been very fascinated in the mafia.
What do you mean mafia?
I'm talking
about the mafia.
All right, but Marlon Brando, he is. If you watch this, you're going to be like...
You know, he got teeth implants for that.
What?
He actually auditioned for the movie with cotton balls in his
teeth. Yeah, I know. He had cotton balls in his mouth to do the jowls. I've done that before when I did the monologue in the mirror.
I have a feeling you did.
I did. And I think that they capture everything so well. And it's the first movie of its kind. Oh, my God. My fucking dad, I swear. He's like barking with my dog.
I think that's just your dog.
No, that was my dad. He was like, he was playing with my dog. All right. But I think everything about The Godfather is just so good. The story, the way they film everything, the cinematography, everything is just so perfect. And like Harry was saying, you were saying about the Grand Budapest Hotel. There's parts where they go to Sicily. I'm sorry if I spoiled part of it, but I'm just going to say that. The color.
A family from Sicily.
It's so perfect. In New York, they like some of the parts, it's so dark. And like, I think it's just so amazing. And I love the soundtrack. I actually can play The Godfather waltz on the trumpet. And I have a video. I played The Godfather theme song on the trumpet. Like, da 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 da. And I put that behind me performing the monologue. I don't know why I did that. This was a few months ago when quarantine first started and I was bored. I did that, and I'm going to send it to you here. Trusting that you're not going to
send it to everyone. What thing? If you're playing the trumpet? Aren't you proud of that?
No, but it's me doing the monologue next to it. And I edited it, and it's just like this. It was really stupid. But I had fun doing that, and I just think it's such a good movie. I love part two and part three. Part three is okay. It's pretty good, but I think The Godfather is so perfect.
It's been recommended a lot of times. Never gotten around to it.
Well, now I'm going to say you have to watch it today.
Today? I don't know. Jonah's going to be doing nothing.
Watch it. No, you have to do this. Make the whole room where you are. Do this at night when everything is silent so nothing's going to distract you. Put your phone in the other room. This is what I do when I watch The Dark Knight. I make sure no one's in the room. I have my phone in the other room. I close all the doors, turn every single light out, and I do it with the surround sound just booming, and it's like I get like tingle. I get goosebumps.
I'll do it this weekend. I'm hanging out with Mia.
The Godfather. You need to do it in a dark room with no lights on at all. Phone in the other room, all distractions away. By yourself.
How long is it?
Make a steak. Have the steak in there with you. Like a that is a fun night for me. That's Whiplash also miles ahead.
Pretty cool 10 list, guys. I think we should move on to recommendations.
Well, I recommend all those movies I said, but
Julian, well, of course, but Julian doesn't know this, but I ordered a monitor.
What?
19.5-inch monitor. $69. Nice.
What kind?
HP. It's not a gaming monitor per se. I'm not plugging a PC into it. I can't. I'm not going to buy a $2,000 gaming PC, but I am going to put my Xbox, plug into the monitor, plug in my mouse and keyboard. Damn. I'm going to be playing some Fortnite Battle Royale. I can't really recommend the monitor yet. I will next week when I get it, but if I like it. But I recommend Fortnite Battle Royale. I've gotten 20 wins in the last week.
I'm going to recommend a game for y'all.
So, is it the golf game?
Actually, today, this was exciting for me. They announced the full details of the new 2K PGA game.
What?
Yup. Look it up. I swear it looks so good. It looks so fun. And
have you seen the new Xbox consoles?
It's coming out in August,
I think. Xbox next gen. I'm gonna get so mad when all my friends have it and I can't play with them.
I'm not gonna have it.
it's gonna be like $10,000 to start.
What?
And how much better could it be than what I have? Yeah, I have the Xbox One X.
I have the One S.
How much better could it possibly be? That's my question.
It's what Steve was talking to us about in science.
Was I there? Remember? Yeah, perceived obsolescence. Yep. That's when companies kind of force you to buy new products.
You can't replace a small thing. You have to buy the whole new thing. A lot. They're always coming out with new Xboxes.
The whole point is to increase the frame rate. And everyone's talking about like, yeah, 60 frames is bad for Xbox. And it's like, no, it's not. Like, I'm not ever thinking, man, this game is choppy on Xbox.
Man, I wish it looked more like real life because I don't like the life I have.
Just go the fuck outside, okay? If you're really needing to have like 1,000 frames per second, and just go outside.
2013, Skate 3, it's so good. It's not the world's – it doesn't look like real life, but it looks pretty good.
Why do you want Fortnite to look like real life, people?
Yeah, I don't get why. Like, I would not want to play it. I don't know. I don't even play Fortnite. But
Fortnite's really fun.
I dabble.
Julian was making fun of me for playing Fortnite.
When?
In science.
You're like, no.
You guys play Fortnite?
What? I was like, you guys are playing Fortnite. Lucky, because my Xbox is downstairs. Because I don't have a
screen. You should move it up, dude. Get a monitor.
I don't have. I'm wondering. I've been trying.
Do you want me to send you the link to the monitor I got?
I've been looking on Best Buy, and I found some pretty good deals.
Best Buy? Dude, in order to sell it, you're barely under $100. I promise you.
I know.
What have you found on Best Buy?
There's like Best a podcast. Let's Best talk Buy. About this after the podcast.
Best Buy is so fun, guys.
It is. It's so
Best fun. Buy is really fun. I've spent hours on Best Buy.
They have crazy fans. They have crazy everything.
I need a air conditioner.
My dream.
Go on Wish or Nextdoor. That's a good idea, too. Nextdoor is hilarious.
Oh, just for fun. I love Nextdoor.
Pick up couches. So people are complaining.
I'm not going to make some of these jokes that I was going to say on the podcast.
Make them.
No, I don't want to sound like I'm the one saying it because it's stuff people say, and I also don't want to get in trouble. I'll tell you later. It's just some really, really crazy white people stuff.
White people problems. Mine's only like 80 hertz, but I mean, it doesn't really matter to me.
All right, so. Anything else?
Anything else? I mean, let me just try to think. I think we should just wrap it up.
Well, I have a question. What have you been practicing for guitar?
Practicing nothing. Write my notation. It's not been fun.
No, like practicing.
Practicing nothing.
You gotta do some practicing.
I don't really want to.
Why?
I just haven't felt the zest for it right now.
Pretty fun once you start.
I think we should wrap it up.
Look at this thingy. I think a lot of you brass players know what this is. The Arban studies. Look how thick this is. It's all of them condensed into one. And then we got the real book. And we got a few more. Oh, and you should start practicing a little more here.
Man, I'm looking at gaming monitors on Best Buy. I don't see anything for under 140.
There's ones that are like 100.
On Best Buy?
Yeah.
Not a good one.
No, they're pretty good. I've been to people's houses that have them. They got them for 100 at Best Buy, and they're great.
They're like, I need to go to Best Buy, if I'm being honest.
No, I never go there. I've been there like once in the past year, which was like the first time.
It's
like
fun.
But it was such a blast. And I was there. I was like trying to look around and everything. Mom's like in a rush because she was trying to get like a toaster oven or like an air fryer replaced.
All right, guys. I think we should wrap up.
And what'd you do for Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day, my brother and I surprised her during brunch of a rendition of Teach Your Children Well by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's
and Young. She cried.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidentally, it was also my brother's birthday. So we ordered sugarfish.
I think my mom told me.
Yeah, we ordered sugarfish, and boy, ooh, damn it. We didn't get actually sugarfish. It didn't come, so we went to Blue Ribbon. Boy, we did go there, obviously. We picked up. Doing kind of just say, sushi tastes so good when you haven't had it in like 3 months.
I know. I wolfed down my sugarfish when my mom got it.
I
had to wait like 40, like 30 minutes after.
At least.
I was in the middle of a trumpet lesson.
My dad told me that the people were yelling at the porch guys at the sushi restaurant for being late with the order. They're understaffed.
I know. It's hard. It's really tough because so many people are starting to order. It's not like they have a house and they can just make people wait outside.
I feel like people have just decided that, you know what, we're done. We're done. We've done enough. We're going to go back to normal. You know what I mean? People are kind of like, yeah, we're done with coronavirus. We've done our part.
I've seen like,
you have it.
There was someone I followed on Instagram that I unfollowed. They were posting like stuff saying like it wasn't real. It was all a lie.
Cool.
You don't know. It was like some random. But it was the weirdest thing ever. I was disturbed, and like this person was going out doing a bunch of. It was so weird.
Yeah. Let's hang out at Palisades. I've seen a couple friends accidentally. I want to be safe, but like I am so angry that this is going to happen for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Did your dad tell you that when the it's going to be? Right.
When the vaccine comes out, but. It's not the day the vaccine comes out. We're all safe. No, it's going to
take. No. I heard that originally said like May, late May. I'm sure that's been extended. Right? You can't treat everybody. I'm sure there's more cases than we've actually seen in beyond the numbers.
No, there definitely isn't. Most of the tests, like over 50%, my dad was saying. He works in the ER. And he was there last night. Like yesterday from like
some. They cut ER workers' pay? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they cut his pay.
That's fucking. Okay.
And now he has to risk his life even more. But there's like, it's just hell.
I bet.
I'll see a picture of what he looks like.
I mean, sure.
Sorry, I'm trying to.
1 foot following the other, teach to your brother, make a march. And I am telling you. If you didn't know, we're trying to make this podcast a little bit like the Joe Rogan Experience. This podcast is so good.
It is. I'm going to suggest something, Harry. I'm praying that you watch this. The Zane and Heath show. You don't watch Unfiltered?
No.
Zane, Hijazi, and Heath Hussar. And then there's also Mariah and Matt. You have to
ring a bell.
Zane and Heath,
I only watch Parks and Rec, The Office, and Seinfeld. Make Zane me happy.
From Vlog Squad. You don't know who that is?
Vlog Squad.
Zane.
Oh, Mumbo Jumbo. Julian, do you not know who Mumbo Jumbo is? Who's Mumbo Jumbo?
The Hermitcraft. He's gonna be mayor.
But Mumbo.
Yep.
Real man.
I want to see Scar though. I want to see Scar.
Good times with Scar.
He's so good. He's in my
terraforming. Opinion, imagine.
That's Minecrafters. He's so good at building.
Also, agree and become mayor.
Also, B Dubs. He's so good at interior. Have you seen what he did?
No, I don't watch B Dubs. I don't watch all of their videos.
He did the interior for the town hall.
It is cool.
It's really good. He's. Watch his stuff. He makes the most insane. Like, he makes it look so good. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to find this.
I think we should wrap it up. We'll post it on the Instagram.
But it's like a full hazmat suit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Stay safe, y'all.
This is Water Cooler Talk. I'm Harry Simon.
And I'm Julian Sachs. And we'll catch you next time.
Catch you next time.
Alright, bye.